Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, October 26th through Monday, November 1st. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this podcast by highlighting an event that we highlighted at the end of last week's podcast, and that is the Central Texas Regional Summit on Expanding Opportunity, hosted by us, CAN, the Community Advancement Network, and to be held on November 5th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in Pflugerville, Texas. The theme for this year's summit is Ensuring an Equitable Economic Recovery. We have a great lineup of speakers and discussion topics. We have limited registrations due to the pandemic, and as of last Friday, we had less than 30 slots available. So if you are interested in this opportunity, please get registered ASAP. This is an in-person event with no virtual option. Lunch will be provided. Next, I'll mention a couple of events related to violence prevention. The Office of Violence Prevention of the City of Austin, a newly established office, hosts a forum on Tuesday to explain and get feedback on their work. Current areas of focus for the office include violence against sex workers and youth. On Thursday, Austin ISD continues its domestic violence awareness forums this week in partnership with SAFE to commemorate Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The events will feature several learning opportunities to help break the cycle of domestic violence in our community and schools. On the economic front, we routinely share information about several markets featuring local artisans and entrepreneurs that are organized so that you may support local entrepreneurship. Also this week, the Small Business Division of the City of Austin hosts a class on the cooperative model, specifically how you can convert your small business to a co-op. Regarding nature and the environment, the Roots and Wings Festival is underway and runs for 2 weeks. This is a community-wide celebration honoring Arbor Day and Monarch Appreciation Day. This is a time to celebrate trees, butterflies, bees, and all creatures. Moving on to the arena of health, we have three events to highlight. First, Central Health hosts an information session on its recently launched Community Health Initiative Fund on Tuesday. The purpose of the fund is to support community groups, nonprofits, and private businesses working to address health inequities for low-income Travis County residents. The UT Division of Diversity and Health Equity hosts its next second speaker session on Thursday at noon. The session features Al Richman, the Executive Director of Community Campus Partnerships for Health. The session will address the theme, Advancing Health Equity Through Partnerships During a Pandemic. The last health-related event focuses in on mental health for immigrant children and youth. The Austin Child Guidance Center hosts a panel discussion on this topic. As we continue to see news stories about immigration, organizers wish to also highlight the human experience and psychological impact that lay behind those news headlines. This panel will specifically discuss the mental health issues that immigrant children may face and ways we as a community can help them. There are a few recurring activities relating to the pandemic response that we'll highlight next. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. Check the Monday listing on our podcast calendar for a link to the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted two times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking to someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free feature for this episode, which is not one event, but several organized around the commemoration of Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. The first is an afternoon event at Waterloo Park on Sunday, October 31st. Before going trick-or-treating, if you do that sort of thing, then check out live music and dance, a local creative-centered mercado, hands-on art activities and demonstrations, and a community altar on which you can honor departed loved ones. Another event takes place Monday and Tuesday evening at the Emma Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center, featuring community altars, arts and crafts, food trucks, live music, dance performers, a low rider car show, limpias, or spiritual cleansings, and an artisan mercado organized by Frida Friday ATX. And on Monday, November 1st, you can join the Austin Latino Coalition and leaders from the Latino community at Coronado Studios as the coalition unveils a newly commissioned mural in the heart of East Austin in Montopolis, honoring the lives of those we have lost throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. To date, 1,148 Austin Travis County residents have died of COVID, and Latinos represent 50% of all deaths. I'll end the podcast by highlighting activities presented as part of this year's Texas Book Festival. This year's event will be held as a hybrid event. The virtual festival takes place from October 25th through 28th, and the in-person events take place October 30th and 31st. This year's event features 150 authors. Saturday, October 30th at Symphony Square will be the in-person programming for children, featuring seven different authors of children's literature. And Sunday, October 31st at the Austin Central Library will be the in-person programming for adults, featuring 15 different authors. And the book festival usually ends with the Lit Crawl Austin programming, and that'll take place Thursday virtually and Saturday in person. The in-person events take place at Symphony Square and Cheer Up Charlie's. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.